Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. I'm glad tonight that the pastor has made it very clear that every one of us ought to be involved in some kind of ministry. And I hope you took to heart what he said. And I hope that you'll get joined up tonight to something that you haven't been a part of, or repeat what you used to be a part of. There's always room for people to labor in the vineyard. So get your working clothes on. Didn't they do a great job with that song? And I surely enjoyed that duet this morning. I enjoy the music of Worth Baptist Church. It honors and glorifies Jesus Christ. And anything that doesn't should be struck out in any church, because that's why we're here, to glorify him. Now this morning, I gave you part one of a two-part message. Part one was the first appearance of Jesus Christ, the biblical record. His first appearance was upon the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Amen. It was there by faith I received my sight. Yes. And now I'm happy every day. Amen. Aren't you? God bless you, I know you are. You're a happy people. Now we're going to look, beginning tonight, with the second appearance, which was his ascension back into the glory world. Upon Jesus' ascension, he did not enter into places made with hands, but into heaven itself. That's what the book says, Hebrews 9:24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true. But, now watch this, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Where is Jesus now, ladies and gentlemen? There he is. He's at the right hand of the Father. Amen. He's there to make intercession for us. Even as I speak, he intercedes for me. Hebrews 7:25 says, Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Amen. Now, let's follow this logic. While we are in the flesh, as we are now, he is with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. At the rapture, we will be with him, glorified in our glorified bodies, just like his body. That's what John says in 1 John chapter 3. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Paul Radar, great preacher of yesteryear, wrote these words: I've found a way through the blood, past the veil, to the Holy of Holies with God. There by his power over sin I prevail. I can walk the path that he trod. There in the presence of Jesus I stand, glorified Son at the Father's right hand. There I can plead, there I can claim. I can have all he purchased for me. And he purchased a home in heaven, purchased with his own blood. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a mansion. You have a mansion if you're saved. Some of you have been living in a shack in heaven, in your mind. No shacks in heaven. There are mansions in heaven. And Jesus said he'd gone to prepare them. And he said if he goes away, he'd come back and receive us. Aren't you glad for that? A rapture could take place at any time. Jesus put it this way in Matthew 24, verse 44. I'm quoting Jesus. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. In such an hour as you think not. The reason we know Jesus is coming soon, because so many people are not thinking about his coming. In such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's the second appearance at the right hand of God making intercession for us. And now the third appearance. The third appearance is in two advents. Advent number one is the rapture. Advent number two is the revelation. Now, following this logic, between these two advents, there's a period known as a tribulation period, a period of 7 years in duration, divided into 3.5 years twice. And during that 7-year period, the whole world will be under the dominion of the Antichrist. And that's the worst period of time ever happened on earth. Listen to it. I'm giving you Jesus' word on it. Matthew 24 and verse 21. Jesus said, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. There never has been a time like the tribulation, and there never shall be another one after it. It is known as the time of Jacob's trouble. Jeremiah said in chapter 30 at verse 7, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's, that is Israel's, trouble. But he shall be saved out of it. That's the good news. Now, Israel will be tried and proven during that seven-year period. It's going to involve the whole world, but it zeroes in on one nation, and that nation is Israel. The time of Jacob or Israel's trouble, also known as Daniel's 70th week. 69 of the weeks have passed. The seventh week is ahead of us. Now, when the seven-year tribulation period ends, something wonderful is going to happen. Jesus will appear with power and in great glory to establish his kingdom of peace and righteousness and production upon the earth. 1,000 years he will reign from the city of Jerusalem, from the throne of David to the ends of the earth. All of it will be his. Now, I call upon John, the beloved apostle, to come to the witness stand. If anybody knows what the end time is all about and what will take place, it's John, the beloved apostle. John, could I ask you, what about that great multitude that no man could number? Could you tell us a little bit about them, where they came from and what they were doing? Well, these are they that came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In the blood of the Lamb, ladies and gentlemen, washed them white. Out of the tribulation period, this group comes and washes their robes and stand before God with palm leaves, waving the wave offering in front of him. What a day that's going to be. What did you see, John, when you were exiled on that windswept island called Patmos? What did you see? I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Upon his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the wrath, fierceness, and wrath of Almighty God. And upon his vesture and upon his thigh, he had a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
What else did you see, John? I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, John, did you see anything else that you might want to share with us? Yes. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, Amen. The beginning and the end.
Yes.
And I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. John, I read somewhere in the Bible there in Revelation something about this strange river described as being pure, described as being clear as crystal. Now, that's not like the Trinity, ladies and gentlemen. This is a river of heaven, clear as crystal, pure. And he showed, what did the angel show? He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, for the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither the light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and also they which pierced him, and all the kindreds of earth shall wail because of him. Behold, he cometh, shouted far and wide. Behold, he cometh, all evil to subside. Behold, he cometh, Look up, Christian, look up. Behold, he cometh with fury in his cup. Behold, he cometh with triumphant voice. Behold, he cometh, let his people rejoice. Behold, he cometh, watch Babylon fall. Behold, he cometh, crown Lord of all.
Amen.
Behold, he cometh with wind and fire and flood. Behold, he cometh, and I'm washed in his blood.
Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Right. Oh,
precious is the flow that washes white as snow.
Amen.
No other fount I know. Nothing, nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Hear me now. I read in the Revelation 11:15, And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Ever and ever and ever. Isaac Watts penned these immortal words, and Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. Behold the islands with their kings, and Europe her finest tribute brings. From north to south the princes meet to pay their homage at his feet. Can I appeal to you tonight? If you have not turned your life over to Jesus Christ, I mean in full, absolute, total, complete control of your life by him. If you're here and you've never trusted him as your Savior, this is the time. The Bible says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come, for all things are now ready. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Have you found that rest? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you really know that if you died tonight before the sun rises again in the morning, that you'd go to heaven? Not just going through the form of it and say, well, yes, I know, but do you really know that you're saved, that you trusted Christ? He forgave you of your sins. Does that mean I'll never sin anymore? No, that doesn't mean that. Does that mean I'm supposed to be perfect? No. You'll not be perfect until you get your new body. Some of you could use a new body when I look around. But when you get the new body, you'll be perfect. Sinless, like Jesus. You couldn't ask for anything more. But it won't happen until the rapture and he comes. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ. And John was looking for the coming of Christ in their day. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. I like that. Together. To meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. Oh, I have one more verse of scripture. Keep looking up, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
That's not just empty words. That's the truth.
Amen.
He's coming, and he's coming soon. One more verse I wish to share with you, and please don't miss it. Shut everything else out of your mind and listen to this one verse of scripture. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Every head is bowed. As we reverently bow our heads, this is the most important time of this service. It rates above it all. Can I ask you a question? Please listen. Is there anything in your life that you would be ashamed of if Jesus came and found you as you are tonight? Some immoral relationship, some prejudice that ought not to be there, some co-laborer that you've told a lie on and knew it was a lie when you told it. Some bad relationship with a family member. Some habit that you need to break. Anything, anything that you might be ashamed of before Him at His coming. Think about it a minute. Is there anything in your life of which you would be ashamed if Jesus were to come tonight? Now let's stand with our heads bowed. The altar's open. The invitation has begun. Heads are bowed. Holy Spirit is speaking. If you feel like you need to settle something around an altar prayer tonight, why don't you just step out and not wait on somebody else? Look around, see who's coming or not. No, no, no. If God has spoken to you about something in your life that needs to be changed before Jesus comes or before death comes. And by the way, it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for we know not what a day may bring forth. Why don't you just quietly step out of your seat? You don't have to make any to-do of it. Nobody's going to question you. Nobody's going to embarrass you. Just want to pray with you, that's all. While we sing and while we pray and while we wait, step out of your seat. Come on, right now. The Holy Spirit is speaking. Christian, you come. Unsaved person, you come.